This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn, the birthday girl. Happy birthday, Jen.
Thank you so much.
Did you have any celebrations over the weekend? Do you have any celebrations coming up?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to take tomorrow morning off from life. Sleeping a little bit, which will be nice. This weekend I did some wine tasting in Santa Barbara County, which is absolutely fantastic. Went to Solvang, and just had a great time. Got to hang out with some family that I don't get to see very much, which is what it's all about for me, and had some great dinners, and just, it was relaxing and great. And it's been a little chilly. A lot of people wondering about the weather in California because you hear about the flooding and all of that, but
yeah.
Because we've gotten so much rain in California, and it's still chilly, but the wildflowers are already coming out. Like, they were so happy to get the water that they're like, here we are, nice and early, ready for more. I think, a really beautiful spring. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, and that would be so much fun to go wine tasting with you, especially because you're a sommelier.
I am.
And so when did you get certified for that?
2007, I think it was, 2008, maybe, somewhere around there. It's been a while. My dad also is in radio. You hear him talk about us sometimes on the program, or you hear us talk about him, I guess that would be better. Mm-hmm. But he did a six-month course with Michael Jordan, who is now a master sommelier, not the basketball player, and he taught this class to his employees. He allowed my dad to audit the class. And I was so taken by what he was learning. I mean, literally notebooks full of things, winemaking practices, history, interesting information about the terroir, the soil. It becomes less about drinking the wine and more about the practice and the art of making it. And it was so much fun to watch him go through. And I said, can I do that? And so he let me sit the next year. And so for every week, I would drive down to Anaheim and sit with Michael and watch him teach. And literally, if you put the wine world into perspective, this was a six-month class, once a week, and we spent 1 week talking about California, Oregon, and Washington all together. So it just shows you how big the wine world is, because each week is a different region. And it was fun and fascinating, and I appreciate it. I don't have the skills that some people do that keep sharpening them, but it's a lot of fun to go out and just taste how a grape planted across the street from another grape that's supposed to be the same is so much different because of the person who puts the art into making the wine and then also the soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's just fascinating.
It's fun.
Well, okay, so some of the not-so-great stuff coming out, more on the Rust shooting, the death of Helena Hutchins, and the failure of protocol with everything. Did you see where the attorney for Hannah Gordiez Reed, the armorer, and apparently she was handling she was with the prop master as well, so she was stretched pretty thin, Jason Bowles, that's her attorney, has spoken out and saying that he fully believes that his client did everything in her power to ensure gun safety. It was other people who messed up.
Wow. So what are they suggesting? Suggesting that other people had access to this?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, exactly. So Bowles is saying that Hannah asked the assistant director, Dave Halls, to let her know when Alec Baldwin was going to handle the gun, and the gun that fired that fatal shot, because she wanted to inspect it and give Alec Baldwin the proper instruction one more time on how to handle this weapon before anything. So it was Halls who handed him the gun. However, I mean, she's the armorer. Nobody should have had even access to this gun. It should have been locked up. She's the only person with a key. So the attorney is saying that she requested that they let her know before this was going to happen. Nobody let her know, so she had no, therefore she had no part of any of this. And also said that she had sent an email to production letting them know that she needed to focus more of her time on her armorer duty. She was stretched way too thin, and her request was denied. She was asking somebody else to be hired on to handle the rest of the props, not just the weaponry, and that was denied.
Wow.
So it's still a lot of
people wanted to put it on her doorstep, I think. Because
this was her job. She was the armorer. She should have taken account that nobody has access to these weapons without her approval and without her standing there. And if she had to go do something with props, then, and somebody needed a gun at that time, then the gun people had to wait, or the prop people had to wait. Like, somebody had to wait, because nobody should have been accessing these guns, period, other than her.
That's pretty crazy. I wonder if she's got any written documentation, because at this point, everybody's going to be trying to cover their own rear ends, and there's going to be a lot of people saying a lot of things. Well, it wasn't me, it was her. Clearly, this was miscommunication. Clearly, this was not a tightly run movie set, which again puts some of the onus back to the production team, which is Alec Baldwin. Oh, I don't know. This is going to be kind of a, I think the more this goes, the more mess it's going to be created.
Yes. And it seems like it's going to be messy for a while until everything is fully wrapped and has been decided. But there had been, if we recall, there were a lot of reports of production staff quitting because they were citing that it just was not a safe environment.
And she'd been fired from another
regularly.
Job, right?
Yeah. This is just, it's so messy.
It's going to be, and the sad thing is it's not going to bring back Helena Hutchins. It's not going to bring her back at all. And so that's the sad thing, is that no matter what the conclusion is and whose fault, you still got a family that's not going to have a mom involved.
Exactly. And you can't help but hope that something happens, that this film still gets made, because they've promised a producer title to the husband, the widower.
Yeah.
They've promised so many of the funds that come in for this film to go to her child. And now it's like, if this film at this point doesn't get made, what happens?
And I wonder if people are going to want to go see it. Like, are you going to want to see it because of morbid curiosity, or are you going to just be like, ooh, too much bad juju on that movie, I think I'll skip it? Because that's kind of how I feel. I don't even know if I'd want to go see it now, just because you know what happened behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, people don't go see it, then the kids, the family, and the husband all start to suffer.
Well, what happened with The Crow when Brandon Lee was killed during one of the filming of one of the scenes, and everybody knew he had died before it came out because he was killed while filming. Granted, it was towards the end of the filming process, but they had to do different, like, post-production to finish the film, and I feel like a lot of people still went to see that film.
Yeah, I think so. And there was he's become such a cult figure. I mean, there are people who will go out and see where he's buried. I mean, they'll, like, do the whole tour. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if she's going to have that same thing just because it was behind the scenes, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Very good point. All right, so more news. LeBron James, his very first game-worn Lakers number 6 jersey hits the auction, and it's expected to take some kind of a little bit of a pretty penny, but we'll see. I guess maybe it's just for people who are collectors, anybody who's collecting different things. The very first shoe, what was it, his shoes, I think it was his tennis shoes that went to auction from his days playing in high school.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good this cat is, that we knew his name when he was still in high school.
He's amazing. I'm not a memorabilia person. I know there are a lot of people who like to have those things. That's just not me. I don't even know if I like an autograph. I like the memory of meeting someone, getting to say hello, trying to figure out if they're the person I think they are, you know, because we all have judgments about celebrities. Are they going to be the nice person we think, or, you know, that kind of stuff is more meaningful to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that memorabilia market, it kills me. It is so, like, here's a piece of paper that LeBron James touched in his rookie season. I mean, and this stuff goes for $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $50,000, hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on the person. It's insane.
Oh, and we see it with concerts and everything. Like, oh, this person sweat. The towel that they used to wipe their sweat, and they threw it.
But
also, how do you know that's legit? Because are you taking it somewhere to actually test the DNA?
Here's the sweat ticket of authenticity, or what do they call it? Certificate of authenticity. I'm going to pass on that.
All right, so Reddit, those subreddit feeds always have different conversations that sometimes get pretty intriguing. I always like the ones of, like, am I the a-hole? Where somebody is like, hey, I did this, and this is how it was received. Am I the jerk, or is the other person the jerk? This is the latest one. It comes from a Reddit user named Wildwood Flower, and it's actually about food. It's not who's the jerk, but asking what food combos do you love that people think are super odd or super weird.
Okay.
And some of these, I was reading through them, and I'm kind of like, oh, that seems like it would taste really good, or that would be good. And then there are others where I'm like, isn't this a normal thing that people eat? So just to, like, go through some of the items, sharp cheddar melted over top of a slice of warm apple pie.
Oh, I've seen people do that.
I've seen people do this a lot.
Yeah, I've never done it, but I do love apple. Like, when I was a kid, one of my favorite snacks when I come home from school to my grandma's house is she'd slice an apple and slice up little bits of cheddar cheese, and that was kind of like my after-school snack, and I love that still to this day. So I think I would like the combo, just never tried it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and it's always on, like, charcuterie boards where you have the apples and the cheese, different cheeses. One user said salt and vinegar chips topped with sauerkraut. That just seems super salty.
Whoa. I love salt and vinegar chips. It's sauerkraut on top.
Blech. Yeah, separately, it tastes good. I can't imagine putting them together. This is another one that I was kind of like, isn't this normal? Putting honey on fried chicken.
Oh, yeah, people do that all the time.
All the time, especially if you go out to brunch and there's always the, like, what, the waffles and fried chicken on top, and sometimes it's honey, sometimes it's the maple syrup.
Yep, yeah, I've seen that before. I'm not a big chicken and waffles person. There's something about the combo. I feel like they're very different meals. But, yeah, I've seen that all the time. They had honey on our charcuterie board, actually, this weekend when we were celebrating my birthday, and it was delicious. You put it on, like, some brie with some fruit, some salami. Oh, it was really good.
Yes, and that's another one, cheese and honey. Somebody said cheese and honey is the best thing on this planet. Yeah, again, you take a cracker with some brie, put some honey on top, put up maybe a little bit of pistachio.
Oh, so good.
Fresh pistachio pieces. So good. Reading some of these, and it's like, really, that's weird. Tuna sandwich with barbecue chips inside. Barbecue chips make any sandwich better.
Yeah, I don't mind the chips in the sandwich. I'm not a tuna girl, though.
Ugh. Oh, well, that makes sense if you don't like the actual tuna. But, yeah, barbecue chips inside, because you need that crunch. Well, Jen, love that you're spending your birthday with us. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's 18 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Text radio to 64000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64000 to try Babbel free. RADIO to 64000.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. Doug will be along eventually. I'm Jay Kirshner. Paul Rudd is admitting to something with filming the new Ant-Man project with Marvel Studios. He was on, he's the cover star of the recent Men's Health and the magazine. And he was kind of like, you know what? This movie, this role was a little bit more difficult than doing this role for the past films. And he tells us why, and I'll tell you why coming up.
Doug Steffen here from MyPillow. You've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is. The great night's sleep you get from the pillows and the sheets. Well, now let's talk about the six-piece towel set, shall we? This set is made with cotton grown in the United States, making it extremely absorbent, provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Retails usually for $89.98 right now. You can get it for the low price of $39.98. That's it for all the people listening to the Good Day program. $39.98 for an $89.98 value. Those towels are great. I use them every day in my baths and my showers. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Get this insanely low price of $39.98. The six-piece towel set. Enter the promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
Paul Rudd is admitting that training for the new Marvel Studios Ant-Man project was a lot more difficult than it was in the past. He says it was much harder than all of the previous films, the Ant-Man films, and when his Ant-Man character was in the other Marvel films, saying that he just didn't realize how much he'd fallen off the wagon in the past of, you know, when you're not filming and you can kind of let loose a little bit more. And he said that he didn't realize how much tighter his clothes were fitting. But also he said, I'm getting older. The metabolism's not working the way it used to. And he has a great work ethic and the determination, and he was able to achieve the figure he needed for Ant-Man. But, yeah, he said he was not expecting how much more difficult it really was for this one. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, hits theaters February 17th. It's coming up this month, so that's really exciting. Something else new that is happening this month, some food news, the new flavor of Dr. Pepper. Well, it's strawberries and cream. So that's going to be exciting. And then, of course, next month kicks off St. Patrick's Day, right around the corner. And with St. Patrick's Day, McDonald's will be welcoming back the Shamrock Shake to its menu this month on the 20th. They are also adding something new, the Shamrock Oreo Shake. So that's always exciting, but also kind of a bummer in a way, because doesn't it always seem like the milkshake machines are down at McDonald's? You almost have to call ahead and see, like, hey, are your milkshake machines up, if you're trying to go specifically get the Shamrock Shake? And speaking of McDonald's, I think we've mentioned this recently, too. They're experimenting with a strawless lids, so they would be dropping the straws all together with the restaurants. I don't know why they have to experiment with this. Other places have already been using it. There's no straw used with hot drinks, and then when you have the cold drink, sometimes it's like that little sippy cup thing that pops up, or sometimes it's just like a whole, Starbucks has been doing it for a while. Other people have been doing it for a while. Other food news. Let's just stick with the food trending news. There's a new M&M. It's caramel cold brew flavor, so that could be fun. And apparently there is a new Starbucks secret menu item for Swifties, Taylor Swift fans. It is called Swifties Lavender Haze. Although I learned recently there's some off-the-menu item that they don't get mad about making for you. If you're feeling under the weather, or you're just going to be traveling and want to kind of do an immune boost or something, it's called the Medicine Ball at Starbucks. You just go there and order it. And it's all these different teas. It's a couple different teas that they put together. And with the addition of honey, and I think there's a little bit of lemon in it, that might be something worth trying. Other trending news, the Olympic flame has left Greece and is on its way to France for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. And Vanessa Hudgens and her boyfriend, Colorado Rockies player Cole Tucker, are engaged. That's exciting stuff. It's 27 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Devastation is the word being used to describe a 7.8 magnitude earthquake very early Monday morning near the Turkey-Syria border. Turkey's President Erdogan said that 912 people have been killed in Turkey, with over 5,400 wounded. Turkish News Channel correspondent Hasan Abdullah in Istanbul.
So at the moment, the priority is to try and rescue people, try and pull the people out from the rubble, provide them medical assistance, and move them to safer locations. But I think it's going to be quite a task, quite a challenge, considering the magnitude of this.
Friday's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio is worsening. So says East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drobick.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container.
Mandatory evacuations have been ordered within 1 mile of the accident. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
Have you listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG.
It's 34 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day. Monday. Monday is Mayhem Day in many ways. The race to be first. It's always the news guys. We got to get there first so we get the first story and we're going to get the grab. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm not sure that that's the best way to approach things that have universal impact and import. Jay Kirshner and I are here. Sometimes we're off the wagon. Sometimes we're late. Sometimes we don't get in on everything. You can't talk about everything anyway. It's not enough time to talk about some things that are good, some things that maybe are meh, and some things that are bad. One of the things that I have hoped over the years that I've been doing this radio program is that I finally found my way, you know. How do I do this? What's the best way of doing it? I like listening to the people who are not seasoned. I like listening to them because they are so in the dark when it comes to... I mean, it's really... I guess it's a sign of the times because some of the people that are on the air now are just so bad. They don't sound like they know what they're doing. They don't sound like they have... And I don't mean just as far as talk and conversation is concerned. I'm talking about music. There's this, you know, when there's some kind of a surprise on the air, we all have had these things happen, especially if you're doing a live program. You have things like on television that are surprises and unexpected twists and things like that. And then whether you're seasoned or not depends on how many times you've had to deal with it and what your comeback is. One of the things that I was taught early on in my career is if there's a mistake, ignore it. And I did that. You know, for a long time, and then I decided, you know, this is real radio, and if there's something that happens, I'm not trying to call attention to it, but I want you to know, people who are listening, well, was that me? Was that them? How do I fix it? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you'll always, if I think there's something going on that's wrong, I'll tell you about it, and so that's, you know, is that a powerful statement?
Well, I think things have changed, too. Like, back in the day, it was more of a focus on kind of perfection, and now it's more a focus on organic and real situations. Like, even in theater, if something happens, like one of the set pieces falls, and it takes everybody out of the moment, and everybody looks at it, we'll acknowledge it. Act like, okay, well, that's part of the play now, too. And stay in character and keep going, but to just ignore it, then everybody in the audience is like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want people to be uncomfortable. Well, here we are on the 6th of February, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, where they focus now on Ohio, the Buckeye State, where there has been a train derailment and apparently a whole bunch of noxious fuel. I'm not sure exactly what the fuel was, but whatever it is, it's burning. There are three or four cars that are on fire, and you see all that video and the black smoke curling out of the things, the tankers. And then you wonder, okay, so what's the next step? Apparently this stuff on fire is really noxious, and they've evacuated a lot of people, at least the folks who live or work close in to where these tankers went off the rail. There are a lot of derailments every year, which cause me to wonder what's being done to take care of the tracks. Do you realize how small, have you ever looked at, and probably most people haven't, but if you've ever looked at the wheels on a train, there are only 2 inches of steel on the inside that hold it on the rails. So if there's somebody, you know, there are a lot of crazy people who do crazy things. They put rocks on the track.
People put pennies on there?
Yeah, well, those are fun. You know, I've done that.
Flatten them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. But anyway, it's not clear why this thing derailed, but it is clear that it is causing havoc and creating a real mess for the folks in that part of Ohio. Meanwhile, what's going on with George Soros? Anything? Is it the same old, same old? Didn't I see something I think there was a George Soros story, some new claim?
George Santos.
King of Siam or something.
He worked on... Yeah, apparently George Santos worked on Spider-Man or something. That was another claim. he helped produce Spider-Man the musical.
He's a certified lunatic, right?
He's a sociopath. I mean, we can't diagnose him that, but lie after lie after lie.
Yeah, it's just... It's
pathological.
But you can't really do anything about it. You can't, there's nothing that you can do other than have a referendum and impeach him or get him out of there. But I just, you know, I look at this sort of stuff and I just think to myself, oi, is it true that we get the politicians that we deserve under the circumstances? A couple of planes, a FedEx plane and a Southwest plane, almost, it's one of these almost things. Like, remember when the American plane was landing and the United plane was taking off from JFK a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think there are probably a lot of these things that happen and you don't really know about it. And probably it's just as well if you don't. Somebody who flies as much as I do, I think I feel very safe flying, actually. And I kind of love looking around at all of the things that are, you know, a part of the whole process. Most people keep their windows closed. When you're on a plane, if you sit next to the window, do you close the little curtain, the shade, or do you keep it open?
I'm an aisle person. It's one of the superstition that I have to be sitting on an aisle when I'm on a plane. Mm-hmm. So I typically don't have any control. I do prefer that the windows are open when we're coming in for the landing, because if you hit the ground before you realize you're that close to the ground, it can be a little startling. Mm-hmm. But the thing with this one, the FedEx and the Southwest flight, the FedEx plane was actually coming in for a landing, where the other one, they both happened to be on the runway while one of the flights were about to be taking off and had to abort takeoff while the other one crossed its path. But this one was like the FedEx plane almost landed right on top of the Southwest flight.
Uh-huh. There you go. $747 million in Powerball. Is the drawing tonight? I think that's a lot of
I always get confused on which night's Powerball and which night's
Monday, Tuesday, Monday,
happy
Tuesday.
Day.
Happy day. You've been around me long enough to know where I'm going with that one. Okay, let's see what's going on with these damn Russians and what they're doing. The Ukrainians say that there is a renewed Russian offensive that apparently they have, you know, they're like everybody else, and I think they have some help, frankly, from our CIA. I think there are a lot of American operatives who are over there that are quietly getting information and passing it, along the trail to the Ukrainians to try to help in their defensive move. So anyway, the defense minister over there says today that they're training on these new weapons that we have given them. Boy, aren't the military industrialists having a picnic? What a field day they're having with all of this stuff. Anyway, there was a news conference yesterday, and the fellow who's in charge of the armed forces thanked the West for all the help. Western weaponry is on its way. Now, whether or not it's there to hold off the Russians when they have what apparently all of the surveillance suggests that the Russians are getting ready to hammer them again. But if they don't hammer them any better than they've been hammering them already, there's nothing. And I think the explanation of what needs to be done here, the idea that we're approaching the one-year mark on this thing. Wasn't it was February 24th last year? Something like that, in that vicinity. So a couple of years. The Russians are going to, according to the CIA, are going to launch a new, the first anniversary of our war, which we said we were going to win in 3 days or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Now, they thought it was like 72 hours tops.
Yeah, right. And so now they're going to go back and shake things up. They have new leadership, and apparently there is a series of corruption scandals that have plagued. The Russians have the problem, the Ukrainians have the problem, and we're the victims because mostly the stuff has come, some of it's European, but most of it has come from America. And then we have these political fights back and forth about whether to support them or not. The Republicans, and I think aptly so, are asking for more records. What are we doing, and how do we, how do we know that all the things we're sending over there are being used in Ukraine's efforts to secure the border? And then they don't have an answer to that. And we haven't held. I think we need to hold Zelensky's feet to the fire a little bit more, frankly, on this. I think we want to help them. We want to push the Russians back. But what about resources and what's been done? I see too many questions and no answers. And back again to our leadership, we should be asking those questions. We should be demanding from them. And this is what the Republicans are kind of upset about with justification. We ought to be, in this circumstance, asking for or demanding more accountability for all this stuff that you and I are paying for. Because that's what the reality is. We are paying for this. I don't think that's unreasonable, do you?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Anyway, the flow of Western weaponry to Ukraine continues this week. There are a couple of, over the weekend, the Russians made some gains around a couple of cities. But are we tired of talking? I mean, I don't think most people kind of go into a zone when you start talking about Ukraine because they can't imagine. You know, it's sort of like the Iraqi war. Nobody even knew where Iraq was. Or most people didn't know where Iraq was when we invaded it in 2003.
Well, and I think it's a double-edged sword. Because
how so?
It has been spoken about so much that, yes, people are so tired of hearing about it. But at the same time, we're tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. We want more information. Yes, okay, so more weapons and machinery are going over. Well, where exactly are they going? How will they be used? Do we have proof of how they are being used? I think it's one of those things of we're tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. Give us more information.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that is happening, it's been 80 years since the Ukrainians faced the Germans. And we know that didn't work out well. The whole Eastern Front didn't work out well for the Germans. And now the Germans are sending tanks in to help the Ukrainians. Remember that whole big flop a couple of weeks ago when they were trying to figure out, can we send that tank in, the big tank, the little tank? They know how to run these tanks. I don't ever remember a result of that. I remember talking and asking the question because I think I said running one of these big tanks is like flying an airplane. You can't just get in it and figure out how to do it without some training.
It's not just go hit the gas pedal and steer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, there's no gas pedal and there's no window, so you can't see. You got to follow all of the gauges and things. They're run by radar, much as anything else. So, anyway, they're huffing and they're puffing and they're blowing each other's house down. That's kind of the update on the Ukrainian war. 48 after on Good Day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. It looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melted cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have our movie guru, Chuck Curry, with us. Chuck, this is, like, so ominous. This is such
It really is. Well, actually, that's the theme music to George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead from 1978. I was going through birthdays of interest, and I noticed the other day he was born 1940, February 4th, 1940, passed away in 2017, gave us the zombie. So I want to say thank you to George A. Romero. Did Night of the Living Dead 68, Dawn of the Dead in 1978, one of my all-time favorite movies, and Day of the Dead 85, also Land of the Dead, and a few other ones. But his original trilogy of zombie movies is iconic. So he did this society, I think, Jay, a justice by delivering us the zombie. Thank you, George.
Yes. Oh, zombie movies are amazing. And it's also preparing us for an actual zombie apocalypse, should it ever happen. But can I say, the zombie movies where the zombies actually run and can fight back, they're not just kind of slow moving, those are terrifying beyond
me. Well, I'll give you an example. Like, okay, in Dawn of the Dead in 78, the zombies are slow. But when Zack Snyder remade it, or reimagined it, I should say, in 2004. Those zombies were fast, and that was scary. That's always the dichotomy with the director. Do you want to make slow-moving zombies or fast-moving zombies? And as you know, one of my all-time favorite show of all time is The Walking Dead, which I love. That show not only about zombies, but about human and human behavior.
So well written, and especially that they can take a character like Negan, who is just the most hated person upon his arrival to the series, to people rooting for him,
redeem
and caring
him.
About him.
Redeem.
Yes.
Which is an interesting choice, but here's the thing about The Walking Dead. When Negan, and for people who don't know, when Negan's introduced, okay, it's very scary. Like, that season leading up to it was awesome. Like, the aura in the air, the biggest bad of all time coming to the show. So when he's introduced, he kills two fan favorites, which is out of the comic book. One of them's out of the comic book with Glenn, and then he added the TV show Glenn and Abraham. And that death scene was, in my opinion, it was too violent. They went over the top. AMC should have had the producers pull that back to some extent. And that turned off a lot of people. And that show went from 17 million viewers in that episode, and it eroded the season later to like 10, and then it started to dwindle to 8, 7, 6, 5, wound up doing about 3 or 4 million in its last season. But you can go too much, and in that case, that just one episode too much. They toned Negan down after that and made Jeffrey D. Morgan very somewhat caricaturist or comical. But that was the case, Jay, where I think they went over the top a little bit too much.
Yeah, it was extremely graphic. Oh, but Jeffrey
I just
D. want
to point out,
so
weekend box office. Mm-hmm. Weekend box office, A Knock at the Cabin, number one, $14.5 million. I went to see it yesterday. It's M. Night Shyamalan's latest movie. He's the guy who did The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable and Signs. He's done some really good movies. He's done some bad movies like The Happening and The Village. Lady in the Water is not a good one either. Well, Village is okay, but Lady in the Water and Happening are awful, in my opinion. But I think this is one of his better ones. I like this movie. It played like a 110-minute episode of The Twilight Zone. It's based on a book. They had liberties. They changed the ending. But I got to tell you, it's thought-provoking. It has a great hook. It sucks you in. And it maintains that for the most of its running time. But Dave Bautista, the ex-wrestler who plays Dax the Destroyer in Guardians in the Galaxy, Jay, this guy is a good actor. Like, his performance in this movie is super good, and he's going to get a lot of work in serious fare going forward. He is super, super good, his acting. And this ending, in a lot of story, for me, thought-provoking. And this little girl actress in the first movie, her name's Kristen Kwai, she's got to be under 10 years old, was super good also. I like this. I give it like a 7.8 out of 10. I recommend going to see. And what I liked about it is I did review the budget. It was a $20 million movie, which is considered low budget now in studio filmmaking.
Yeah.
And it was inventive. Sometimes less is more. In this case, I think it was. And for that reason, it used innovation and good ideas, and it was a throwback. And for that, I liked it even more.
So without giving away any spoilers, what
sure.
is this film about? It's Knock at the Cabin?
It's about four people who approach a cabin in the woods, right? They knock on the door, and they tell the two people in there, two fathers to a little girl, that they have to make a very difficult choice or the world will end. And the choice they have to make is one of them has to sacrifice. Each one of them has to be a sacrifice. And as the movie goes on, you start to realize what this thing could very well be true. It's like Twilight Zone.
Wow, okay. That's cool. Definitely going to have to see it. And, of course, M. Night Shyamalan, always a big twist. Chuck Curry, thank you so much. It's 58 After the Hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.